morning, everyone. It is President's Day, a great day to start the week on the Mary Griffith Show. And because they don't have school today, these two have had to come in on their vacation to talk about a great event that's happening Thursday night in Quincy, the Quincy FFA First Annual Auction. We're excited about that. And so we're going to meet the players who have come in. First, let's talk to Kelly Wyman. Kelly, tell us a little bit about yourself, your professional self. You can add some personal highlights, too, if you want, and what exactly it is you do at Quincy for the public schools.
Well, good morning. We're excited to be here today. I am the ag teacher of the new ag department. I taught agriculture at Southeastern High School for a couple years, went back and got my special education degree, took a job at the Quincy Junior High, so I taught there for 3 years and loved it there, but then this ag opening opened up at the high school and you just had to do it. So we moved over to the high school and have loved every minute of it so far.
Okay, that is great. Now, it's fabulous that we have ag back in Quincy. Help people understand, if you know the answer, when did vocational agricultural stop and then it just started again this school year?
Right. So they had an agriculture department with an FFA membership and chartered chapter, and nobody seems to know exactly what year, but it was somewhere in the 80s. They closed the ag department down. The current teacher had retired, and they just never replaced him. So the Vo-Tech Center has always been there with the auto mechanics and the diesel mechanics and welding and construction. They just never had that agriculture science field in there. So this year, with the ninth graders moving over to the high school, they needed to add some more electives, and they picked agriculture science to add, and I'm pretty thankful for that.
And it's been fairly, you're full up, right?
Yeah, we currently have about 50 kiddos that are taking four different classes that we're offering this year, and then 27 of them have paid their FFA membership. So we've got a pretty good start on it. So kind of hit the ground running for us.
Now, next year, next school year, will there be additional classes then added so that the children that are the young adults that are taking classes in agricultural science field now can advance and keep taking more classes?
Absolutely. So this year we offered an introduction to agriculture, an animal science, a plant science, and an applied technology class. So next year we're going to offer all those again so they can take them in any kind of order they want to this year. And then we're also adding a basic agriculture science class, a horticulture class, an ag business class, an ag leadership class, and a sales class. So we're excited to add all of those into the mix and throw them all in there and hope for the best.
Well, congratulations on bringing this back. Not that you yourself personally did it, but I'm sure your success has been a reason they're continuing. Let's put it this way. It's kind of hard to imagine, although Quincy obviously is not as rural as Palmyra or Liberty or Shelbina or, you know, other places, Mendon, but it's kind of hard to wrap my mind around that vocational agriculture was not offered since many people in this area do rely on agriculture-related fields, whether they work at ADM or they work at a greenhouse. We have many nurseries around. It kind of boggles the mind, but I guess funding was what it boiled down to, right?
Right. That's what it kind of, nobody knows the exact answer kind of thing of why it left. They can't even pin down what year it left, but bringing it back was pretty exciting for us. You know, my students, I have a wide range of students. You know, I've got a lot of students that are interested in the veterinary field, and their parents work at ADM and just want them to see it, or the outskirts of Quincy kids that come into Quincy Public School Districts, you know, that they're true farm kids, and, you know, and then I have some kids that just took it because they needed a class to fill, and they've fallen in love with it, so we got pretty lucky there.
Well, Kelly Wyman, I think you might be part of the reason they've fallen in love with it. Now, I don't expect Kayla Walker to disagree with that statement because she's obviously one of your students, but we're going to meet Kayla Walker. And Kayla, I want you to tell us how old you are, what grade you are in school, and who your parents are, because if we don't mention mom and dad and maybe even grandpa and grandpa, you'll be in big trouble. So tell us about yourself, please.
Yes, I'm Kayla Walker. I'm a sophomore at QHS. I'm 15 years old, be 16 in May. My dad is Chris Walker, and my mom is Tara Walker Moffitt. I was raised here, and I decided to take the ag class just because I have a horse now, and I just decided to take an animal science class. It was up the field. I have an aunt that's a large animal vet. So it just seemed like something fun to do, and I fell in love with it, joined FFA, and I'm super excited to go to state and national convention this year.
Very exciting. The little blue jackets, we always know they're around. That
yes.
old blue jacket, that sometimes it's corduroy, sometimes it's slick, but it's blue, and everybody knows the FFA kids are coming. You mentioned you have a horse, so you obviously live on a farmette, at least. Or do you live on a full-fledged farm?
No, I live in town.
But you keep your horse somewhere.
Yeah. One of my best friends is also in our FFA. She and her dad were gracious enough to let me keep my horse there and do some work for them. So I've been blessed with that.
That is wonderful. And if I may shout out, off subject completely, but my little niece, well, she's not that little. She's a grown woman. She's 20 years old. Heather Shunicase was just featured on the lifestyle page of the Quincy Herald Whig on Sunday. She is number 17 in the nation in her paint horse equestrian skills. That's all I know. I mean, I don't know the right word, but
It's enough to brag about,
it's enough
though.
To brag about. She got a nice big write-up in the Quincy Herald Whig, so thank you, Quincy Herald Whig, for doing that. But very interesting because she was just a pleasure rider, just had her own horse, lived on a farm, you know, and she decided she wanted to get more involved and more interested, and so she's taken it seriously, and she's advanced to national competition. So I think that's pretty good, and I'm very proud of Heather. So Heather Shunicase, shout out. So you're much in the same way. You could consider a career in agriculture, and you know one of the great careers in agriculture? Boarding other people's horses.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. I think that the agriculture field, a lot of people don't understand how broad it is. Some people think that the FFA, which actually used to stand for Future Farmers of America, but doesn't really stand for anything now, does it?
Right. They kind of did away with the actual Future Farmers of America because it's such a broad range and covers so many things. We've had kids that have done a dairy foods unit where they went through and did control tested some milk and did bacteria counts and mastitis testing, you know, and that's something where you don't necessarily think of the science part of it that goes into that. So,
in fact, the number of actual production farmers is declining because farms are getting bigger and mechanization is helping them.
Right.
But the ag industry, more people are eating. So as the number of farmers goes down, the number of Americans grows.
Right,
and
right.
We still need to eat. So these smaller number of farmers are producing more food than they've ever produced before, and we're exporting it all over the world as well.
Right.
So.
One of my applied technology classes, we're going to do a GPS unit where they're going to learn about precision farming and how they have to get the most out of that little piece of ground. And because, like you said, there's less ground to be had and more people to feed.
It is so true. Back to you, Kayla Walker. So you kind of became interested just because you had your own horse and thought, well, I probably need to know a little bit about my horse to be a good horse owner. Now, as a sophomore, are you going to continue taking these ag science classes? Are you going to continue to be in the FFA?
Yes, I am continuing. I am going to be taking 3 ag classes next year. Our 3 new ones, an ag leadership, an ag record bookkeeping, and also an ag business. So I'm very excited with that.
Well, that's great. Is this something now that you're seriously thinking of pursuing as a career?
I've thought about it. I don't totally know where I want to go after
that's
high school.
That's okay. You don't have to when you're 15.
Yeah.
But you're keeping your options open.
Keeping my options open, definitely looking. With all the different ag classes, you can definitely look at the different ways to go with it because, like we said, there's not one way to go with it. There's many different diversities to it. So I'm excited just to see where ag takes me.
I think a lot of people would be surprised, Ms. Wyman, how many jobs there are. For example, BASF, it's a chemical manufacturing company, and I know many chemists that work there and scientists and engineers, and so right in our own backyard, we have very high-paying jobs for people who have those specific skills. And again, you could be a chemist anywhere, but that's an ag-related chemistry job. So
right.
Agriculture stretches across every scope. They need mathematicians, they need biologists, they need chemists, they need people to do the accounting. Somebody's got to keep the book straight at 8 a.m., you know.
Right.
So it's just amazing that we sit here with Archer Daniels Midland and with BASF and with Knapheide Manufacturing, which does a lot for the ag industry. We have multitude, of course, fibro. I mean, I'll forget somebody if I start naming them. That's my problem.
Right.
But this is ag industry central right here. So one of the things we're trying to do is to encourage our brains to stay in this area and to get their careers and raise their families here. And I think the ag department is going to be a big driver of letting kids know I can come back to my hometown if I want to and be successful.
Right. They got a wonderful opportunity here in Quincy. It's kind of such a growing community. And being right on the river, it's huge for ag commodities and ag businesses to be so close to the river to ship those things to and from. Prince Agri Services right down there, and they've been wonderful to us. But just so they can jump into an ag class, get their feet wet, see if it's something they want, because the last thing you want to do is when you go to college, completely rule any sort of ag major out just because you've never seen it before. So, you know, Western has a great ag business program. They're doing everything a business major does, and they're just throwing some agriculture stuff on top of it. They have, you know, the same things with agronomy. You know, it's the same science major that everybody's taking, but they're throwing some ag stuff on top of it. So it's a unique opportunity to kind of be in that agriculture community.
Yeah, I mean, we laugh because here at the radio station, you know, we need an accountant to keep our books straight. They don't have to be an on-air personality. We need salespeople. They could be selling radio or they could be selling ag chemicals. And so when you get in this ag field and you start being around people, you start realizing how big the options are. Now, of course, part of the reason that it went away years ago was a lack of funding. So we don't want that to happen again. So Kayla Walker, our student, and Kelly Wyman, our teacher, are here today to tout the first annual auction to help the FFA. It's Thursday, February 23rd. It starts at 5:30. You're going to serve a dinner, and all you ask there is a free will donation. And then the auction begins at 7. So let's talk about the food first. What's on the menu?
The most important part, right? The food. Dieter Quality Meats came out, and they donated all the pork burgers for us, so we couldn't be happier with that. And then Kohl's kind of stepped up, and they donated our buns and our chips. So we're going to do a pork burger and chips and cake decorating, et cetera, did all of our cookies for us. So you'll get a little dessert in there as well. And so we're excited to share that with everybody.
That is great. So, again, all you ask is a free will donation. Be generous.
Yes.
Be generous. Then the auction. What kind of things are you going to be auctioning off?
We have a wide range of things. One of the things we're super excited about, we kind of teamed with the soccer team for a little bit and did an honorary soccer coach. So you can come out, bid on being down on the sidelines and getting to be that soccer coach for a game. So that was fun to get to dive into QHS and tie that QHS in with the ag.
Just a year late, because I went to high school with Matt Longo, and I would have loved to have sat on the bench next to him and told him
what
all the things he's doing wrong.
Right.
Oh, that would have been great.
Right.
Would
he
come back if I bid on that?
Could
I just harangue and harass him, you know, for the whole game? That'd
I think
be great.
For the right person, we could do that.
He wouldn't agree to it if he knows I'm going to bid, that's for sure. So you'll get to be the honorary soccer coach.
Right. So we got a lot of things like that and, you know, some athletic tickets and things to tie QHS to it, because we got to remember that we're QHS as well. But on the agriculture side of things, Farm and Home donated us a welder, and Titan Wheel came through with some ATV tires, and they donated us some old rims that our kids have made into fire pits. And our kids have constructed two regular-sized picnic tables and one little kid picnic table. So a lot of it is stuff that our kids have put together and kind of went around and gathered a lot of things. And, you know, there's a lot of odds and ends stuff. Snap Fitness was awesome. They gave us $160 worth of membership fees and training and just kind of a lot of things in the Quincy area, and let the Quincy community show off what they've got.
Well, that is great. And I do know that one of the things you can learn in vocational agriculture is actually how to, you know, weld and build, because let's face it, there are many commercial products that are available for purchase. But sometime if you just want an old wagon to haul manure in, you can take some old broken up things and weld them together and make your own creation. And in fact, really, having my parents both grew up on farms, I'm not that far removed, and I have many friends who are farmers, and, you know, they take great pride in their industriousness, because really, when you're a farmer, you're a steward of the land, and you don't want anything to go to waste. And so if you got a wheel here and an axle there, you can make anything you want. So you never know what kind of newfangled thing you're going to be creating out of necessity when you're in production agriculture.
Right, and how awesome it is that, you know, you have those tools and tasks that you know how to jump in and get to do that. Our applied technology class right now is working on electricity. So they're working on wiring switches and putting in light bulbs and outlets and things like that. And when you're in the barn and you're trying to milk late at night and the electricity goes out, you got to have those skills. So it's a neat opportunity for them to learn that kind of stuff and get to use the skills that they've learned in ag class.
Right. And that's the other thing. You learn skills that will last a lifetime, whether you go into any kind of ag-related field. If you know how to wire, you can always change out in your own house
right.
the wiring. You don't want to do more than you should if you're not an electrician. But you can fix a few things. And again, it's getting back to our roots as Americans. I mean, really, of
right.
course, we were based on a farm economy and commerce. Trade was our big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's why England sent us over here to, hey, people, there must be something over there to exploit. Go find it and bring it back to the motherland. So it's interesting because, like I said, as production, the number of people involved in production agriculture goes down, production agriculture doesn't go down. We're raising more beef, more chickens, more pork, more grain than we ever have. And all of these things need to be, the equipment needs to be taken care of. You might have mechanics. I know a lot of, I'm thinking of FFA 20 years ago, 30
mm-hmm.
years ago now, but I mean, they all were learning how to maintain their tractor. They
mm-hmm.
were all learning how to do all this. And these are skills that whether you ever live on a farm or not, once you know a few of these kind of basic skills, you can take that into your adult life very well. They're
right.
actually teaching you something they can use.
Yeah, that's kind of the goal. So, and we're excited that on that auction night, if you come out, we'll have the ag room open and you can tour and check out all the things that they're doing and all those skills that they're learning. Our kids will have some circuits wired up for you to look at and see what they're building. So,
now, back to you, Kayla, before we take a break, and we will take a break and then we'll be back. You were drawn to it because of your personal ownership of a horse and just wanting to learn a little bit more about equine science and things like that. And now you're going for the second year. You're going to take more classes. Do you feel that there's that a lot of people are going to carry on into the second year? Is it building? Is it growing? Are more people wanting to do it? Because obviously this class will peter out if people don't find these classes enriching and enjoyable.
Oh, I definitely feel like many, many, many people are going to decide to go on another year. And I know some of our seniors that only got to do it for this year are really sad that they don't get to come back and do it again. So, but it's definitely growing. I mean, all of our FFA kids are definitely talking about it. Hey, come join our ag class. Our class is really fun. You get to do a lot of hands-on stuff. You don't just sit and not do anything. You get a lot of hands-on. You get to go on a lot of tours and field trips, and it's so much fun going on our FFA trips and
yeah.
all of our competitions. And the more and more that we come back from a competition one night and the next day we're talking about it, kids are trying to sign up. I know many kids heard after our first semester, they went in and they changed their schedules and they got in for their second semester. So
that's good.
It's definitely growing. I feel like it's definitely going to grow with the more classes that we're going to have next year, too.
Well, we'll talk about the FFA convention in a minute coming up. I have one word of advice for you youngsters. No bubbles, no liquid bubbles in the hotel fountain, okay? That's a no-no. Not that I would know anything about that firsthand. I just know that's not a good thing. The Quincy FFA first annual auction is Thursday night, February 23rd at 5:30. Come out and support them. The doors open at 5:30. You can look at all the auction items. They'll start serving the dinner at 6. They want a free will donation. It's a wonderful pork burger sandwich with chips. And then at 7 o'clock, the auction begins. And, of course, anybody who wants to help in any way can always just write a check to the Quincy FFA as well if you cannot make it there. Speaking of markets and farm, we don't have them today. That's another good reason to be in agriculture. A production farmer doesn't get to take President's Day off, but everybody at the Chicago Board of Trade does, so yay. So we won't have our opening market report or anything like that, but we'll take a break and we'll be right back. 9:43, we're back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Kayla Walker is a sophomore at Quincy High School. And she is in the vocational agriculture department out there. She takes other classes, of course, as well. She's well-rounded. But she's a member of the Quincy FFA. And Kelly Wyman is not only the teacher of vocational agriculture, but also the sponsor of the Quincy FFA chapter. And again, you don't have to join FFA if you take ag classes. but it's a nice thing to do. But it's not compulsory. So this is just another leadership tool that students can choose to be part of. And where is your state convention? Have you already been, or you're raising money to go to these things?
Right. So there's two major conventions that we would have the opportunity to attend. The first one is state convention, which is 3 days in June. And they'll go to Springfield, Illinois, and get to see all the FFA members from all around the state of Illinois. It's one of my favorites. Nationals is really fun, but at least state convention, you're going to know a lot of people at state convention because everybody packs up every kid they can possibly shove into a bus and go to Springfield for 3 days. So the national convention is in October, so it'll be when we go back to school, and it's 5 days in Indianapolis with all these high school kids. So it's a good opportunity. And all you see is just a sea of blue jackets everywhere
you go. Blue jackets
are
everywhere. I remember in the olden days when I went, it was over in Kansas City.
Yes.
Always was in Kansas City. Then it went to Louisville.
Right.
Does it rotate between Indy and Louisville now, or is it in Indy for...
No, it rotates now. So Louisville gets it for 2 years, and then Indy gets it for 2 years. So... they rotate back and forth between the two towns. So,
have you had a chance to be to a convention yet?
I have not.
Oh, you're gonna love it.
I'm so excited, though.
It is a great place. You know, people say, "Well, can kids network?" Well, yes, you can, because you'll meet people of like mind from all different places, and you may run into them again in college. I know you haven't quite decided what you want to do, Kayla Walker, but have you given thought to a college you're going to attend? Will it be local? Will it be the University of California? I mean, have you given any thought?
I've had some thought. I don't want to go too far away from home, but yet a little bit farther away just so I can get out and branch out. But I've thought a little bit about John Wood because they have some really good programs out there.
Your parents are rejoicing right now because it's a very good cost alternative.
Yeah.
You know, and then University of Illinois, my alma mater, I may recommend if you really want to go into veterinary science or anything in ag. That
Western
is a
Illinois
wonderful.
Is
Western Illinois has a good
taking my heart too,
program
so.
Well, okay. So so that is good. So you're pretty much probably going to want to stick around these parts,
yeah,
is what
I
you're
do.
Saying.
Yeah, I do. Definitely love Quincy. Definitely love the people around here. So.
Well, you say that, then you'll meet a boy from, Cape Cod, and we'll never see you again, but that's okay.
Forever.
You'll be a fish, an aquaculturalist out in Cape Cod, and we'll be getting our shrimp and crab from you. But this is the great thing. It's a time to dream. Being a high school teacher, I think would, I couldn't do it because I don't have any patience. But I imagine there'd be three kids that would be my favorites, and I just, I get a job just teaching three of my favorite people in the world, or it doesn't work that way, does
I've
it?
I've asked. They won't let me do it. I've asked to handpick my classes, and they say, no, you can't do that. But I got a pretty good group of kids, and, I think every teacher gets that good group of core kids, those FFA kids that are willing to take their shirts off the back for you. And, you mix those in with those other kids, and they really – it's awesome because then the other kids start to look at them and, it's a positive role model for them to see. So I love being an ag teacher and I love being a high school teacher. And it's such an exciting time for Quincy Public Schools right now with the new buildings and all the moving around. And Roy Webb, our superintendent, is awesome. And, it's an exciting time to be a part of Quincy Public Schools in the new ag department.
Well, it certainly is, and I'm so glad they brought FFA back because I know they've been discussing it for many years. And actually, FFA is growing probably most strongly in the Chicagoland area because, again, you don't have to plant a carrot or take care of a sheep or do something like that to be in agriculture. Most of the jobs in agriculture now are going to be high-tech, use your mind. The other thing is this old perception that, you can just be a farmer, just graduate from high school and go to work on your family farm. You can't make it anymore. You have to have a college education to run the equipment. I mean, the tractor is so sophisticated.
Right.
The spraying, you can't just go out there and dump it around and hope it, equalizes itself out. Every part of managing land, crops, orchards, and then the unusual horticulture, like people keep bees or they have these vertical gardens now where they grow these things indoors in like old silos and put all these grow lights in and your farm is 10 stories tall instead of 10 acres wide.
Right.
I mean, people probably have no clue everything that's out there in agriculture, even though we live here in the farm belt, because most of us don't have a chance to go see it.
Right. When you really break agriculture down, it's science. And, you know, you hate to make it that basic, but if you're interested in any sort of science, you know, agriculture is the place to be. You know, it's a lot of science and math. And, you know, when you, if those are things that you're interested in, when they talk about engineers or science and math people, well, there's an agriculture engineering program. And, you know, that is, that's building all those huge, large facilities that milk all the cows and that can house all the beef animals and that build those vertical gardens. So when you really stop to think about it, it's just a it's an amazing science to be a part of.
The cow carousel over at Heartland Dairy is pretty fabulous as far as I'm concerned. I mean, just to watch that in operation and to figure out how that all works. And again, it's become so technology laden that the old sharecropper dirt farmer is not going to be able to make it in agriculture.
Right.
A computer
science degree would probably do you good in agriculture right now.
Very good. And you can be you can have a desk job and never have to get too dirty. But of course, and I think of people that sell insurance to farmers and stuff like that.
Right.
Knowing how what they're up against is a big important part of it. And so you're really expanding your whole future there by taking ag classes. What are some of the other classes you take? You know, did you take an English class? What are some of the, what rounds out your day?
In my normal day, I usually have a Great Ideas class, which is a English class, but you focus more on the essays and thoughts of people's ideas, not just stories and just fiction,
okay,
things like that. And then I take just basic math class.
Algebra.
Algebra 2, yes.
Algebra 2?
Yeah.
Are you one of those that likes algebra?
I do like math.
Okay.
It's one of my easier subjects that come to me.
Okay. So. What about geometry, though? Because here's my theory. If you're good at geometry, algebra's hard for you. And if you're good at algebra, geometry's hard for you.
Yes. Geometry and I did not get along very well.
See? Isn't that weird?
I mean,
it's so crazy.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend, my college roommate at U of I, she was a chemist. She is a chemist. She is doctor. But anyway, she had so much trouble in English sometimes. And, you know, of course, I was just completely lost in science. And your brain just works differently. It just really does. Now, she used to say, this is so hard. Help me with this. I said, you learn to speak English when you're 2 years old. I've never heard of Schrodinger's equation. Why is it so hard for you to do something you've been doing for 20 years? This is all brand new to me, you know.
Right.
But it's kind of fascinating, and that's what makes the world go around. People have to know what they're good at, and you don't know what you're good at until you find out what you're bad at, too.
Yeah.
So the more knowledge you can soak up, that'll help you on your career path to know, well, I'm good at this, I struggle with this, not that I shouldn't learn it, not that I might not have to use it, but I'm going to pick a skill that this, my assets are at the forefront, and that just will make you happier in general because you won't be struggling all the time. Yeah, me being in algebra would be like, you know, I think that's the seventh level of hell. So you take English and you take math.
Yes, and then chemistry and then, of course, my wonderful ag class. I'm in the plant science right now.
Okay. So. And do you do any extracurriculars besides FFA? Are you all, like, on the tennis team or anything like that?
I do. I take dance over at Jen's Dance Academy.
Okay.
So I've been a dancer for practically all my life.
You have a dancer's body.
Yeah.
Yes,
I don't know how dancing
so.
Goes into agriculture, but we'll find a connection somehow.
Definitely.
Swan Lake. There's a bird. Okay. The Quincy FFA First Annual Auction is coming up. FFA is the premier leadership, personal growth, and career success program through agricultural education. And if you want to support Quincy FFA, again, the classes are supported by your tax dollars. You know, they go to school and they take these classes. That is something that the taxpayers provide. But the FFA is a club, just like football or marching band. It's a vocational club, and they want to go to the state convention in Springfield. They want to go to the national convention in Indianapolis. And so they're going to raise this money. And they have lots of ag and non-ag related products on the auction. Plus, they're going to have a delicious dinner. So even if you don't buy anything at the auction, Thursday night, why cook? Head out to, is it at Quincy High Cafeteria?
Yep, it's in the cafeteria of the Quincy High School. We will have the VOTEC building open, so you can go down and tour the ag room and the ag department down there. But we're going to be mainly housed in the high school cafeteria. So you'd come in the main doors, just like you were headed into the school for the day. We'll have the signs up and directing you where to go.
And just to show you that ag is a very, very wide and varied field, Kelly, you want to tell people your maiden name and what you used to do here at WTAD? Because you have a connection here.
Kind of 100 years ago is what it feels like. I was Kelly Kretzer, and I did my first internship with Pam Fretwell in the farm department here at TAD. I got to spend a whole summer with her, and it was actually the summer that she was president of the National Farm Bureau Association, or the Farm...
National Association of Farm,
Broadcasters.
Very good.
There we go.
NAFB.
Yeah, it always got me tripped up on those initials.
Well, so that was a good year to be her intern.
Yeah, so we got to spend the convention. They had a big convention I got to go to. I think I've been to every county fair in the state of Illinois. Which was awesome. It just really opened me up to, you know, that communication part of agriculture, and met a ton of people that have come in very handy to know. So
yeah, it's nice. And again, you know, you think about the people that are PR spokesmen for Monsanto and Syngenta, and some of these big, they make a big buck.
Right.
So there's
right.
big money in right. agriculture. You just have to be trained properly.
Right. And Pam Fretwell can
nice?
Train them
was
the
I
best.
Was I nice? Do you remember was I nice to you?
Yeah.
Or was I really
yes.
mean? Oh, wow.
No, you did pretty well. Pam and I would come in, and we'd sit on the other side there, and we'd come in, do our thing for a few minutes.
Gosh,
and then
she must
we'd...
have pushed me with a stun gun or something to calm me down before I came in.
Well,
I'm glad I was nice to you.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking maybe Pam sure. took the brunt of it for me. She sure did
teach
me pretty well. So.
We did give Pam so much grief. We really did. She's a wonderful gal, and she still has a show here on WTAD. You know, she's just moved on to the national scene
right.
and left us behind.
Right.
But so there's lots of great things that can happen, even to little old farm gals from Lewis County, Missouri. Can
yeah.
make it big, and so we wish you all the best. Kelly Wyman, I hope your program continues to grow. I think it's vitally critical. I know that John Wood and Quincy High are working to get people into, you know, welding skills and nursing skills and some of these jobs that are mm-hmm. readily available here, and agriculture is... There's tons of agricultural jobs in this area for kids from all over. And I know the vocational school takes kids from the surrounding area as well. So
right.
it's really important that we keep this FFA chapter in Quincy going. Kayla Walker, good luck to you.
Thank you.
I look forward to seeing you in the show ring. What kind of horse do you have?
I have a part quarter horse, part thoroughbred.
Oh, wow. Wow, fast. Okay. And Kelly, thank you very much. Kelly Wyman, the teacher of agricultural science at Quincy High. Remember, the FFA first annual auction is Thursday night. Doors open at 5:30. Pork dinner served at 6. Auction starts at 7. Bring your wallet and donate generously.
Well, thank you for having us in
well,
today. It was
hear,
fun to hang out today.
I want to hear more from you. More
yeah.
from you. And I do remember you.
Yeah.
You know, I've been here 29 years. You would not believe the number of people that I've worked with. It's incredible. You know,
it's a neat opportunity, that's for sure.
And so, well, we're talking
to meet all the people and get to know them.
We're recruiting Kayla off the air.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much. You have a great day.
Thank you.